And then you can go on and calculate the phonon density of states. How many states are there in a certain frequency range? And this is done by looking at all the k states in the first Brillouin zone, calculating for every k state the three solutions that you get, and seeing how often a certain frequency appears. And when you do it, this one in the corner, this is some students doing this, calculating for about a million points in the first Brillouin zone. They calculate all three frequencies. They look how often the different frequencies appear. And what they get is a dispersion curve that starts out here like omega squared. That's just like how light started out, like an omega squared. So it will turn out that this part of the density of states is related to the calculation that we did for light. They both start out with omega squared, but then it's got these funny peaks in it, and there's a certain highest frequency, and then the density of states goes to zero at that frequency. And then I looked around in this Springer Materials database for gold and aluminum and copper. These are all FCC metals. And you see that the density of states pretty much looks the same in those as in this model that we, this linear mass spring model. So we can calculate the density of states of a real crystal this way, the phonon density of states.